Hello everyone, Connor here.
And Gabe.
Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Today we are going to try to shoot a really sharp arrow through some bad science, pseudoscience, unproven science, whatever you want to call it.
The Madagascan president has come out telling people that all you have to do is drink a certain kind of tea to protect yourself from COVID-19. Our colleagues here in the Africa department at Deutsche Welle also have a COVID-19 podcast, and they invited Connor Dillon on to talk about that.
Science Unscripted.
So the COVID-19 organics from Madagascar has definitely caused a controversy. And against this backdrop, I have invited two individuals in the know to separate some facts from fiction here. On my right here, we've got from DW Science, we have producer of the podcast Science Unscripted. Welcome, Connor Dillon.
Yeah, great to be here. Thank you, Kai.
And on my left, I've got Isaac Mugabe, who has spent a fair number of years reporting on Africa and knows the continent inside out. Welcome.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, Kai, to be part of the show.
So let's start off with you, Connor. What is the fuss about Artemisia? And, you know, why has it become the thing in the COVID-19 fight?
The fuss is basically this. There is a chemical compound in Artemisius, if I'm pronouncing that right, and the compound itself is called artemisinin. Okay, so this, if you've seen a molecule, you know, it looks like a ball with all these sticks attached to it. There is something in there that has a medicinal quality. Now, I want to be careful here. I'm not talking about COVID-19. A Chinese researcher identified this artemisinin compound as effective against malaria. This was decades ago. So it's a known compound with medicinal properties, and people are looking into it to see, you know, whether it might have an effect on COVID-19. Why might it have an effect on COVID-19? In 2005, Chinese researchers listed it as one of the top four molecules, basically, that had an effect on the original SARS virus. So right. Now we talk about kind of the second SARS-CoV-2 virus. It had an effect, okay? But I'll say right now, right at the top, that's all we know.
So it's not what we understand, though, is that this is not a proven medicine, and there's a lot of controversy around it. But having said that, do you think it's a good idea to discount it just yet? Or what is your opinion on this?
Not only should you not discount it yet, there are German researchers on the case from the Max Planck Society. This is arguably Germany's most venerable research institution. They're looking into this compound now to see what it does. So don't discount it, but also don't assume that it does anything yet. The research is being conducted. I talked to the lead researcher yesterday. Peter Zeberger is his name, and he told me within a week, maybe 10 days, they're going to have the results, but they don't have any results at this point.
Right. But there's obviously a little bit more than just like a black and white kind of scientifically correct and scientifically incorrect way of looking at it. Especially with this thing, Madagascan President Andre Rajoelina was very defensive when people started questioning where is the evidence that this drink actually works. But his response kind of was, well, the West is kind of just jealous that we've come up with a cure. What do you make of that?
Yes, I read that, and it's actually the same kind of comments I've been reading on social media platforms, particularly, you know, Facebook groups in Africa. They're like, wait, these guys could be jealous about, you know, our newfound miracle cure. But that's not it, you know. I think he's frustrated that maybe I could be part of the world solution, only that maybe they're downplaying my invention as a small country, Madagascar. But again, Rajoelina said, no, there are issues to do with intellectual property. Maybe you guys might be wanting to steal our hub, you know, which is also silly to me, you know.
If I can jump in for a second, I would go a step further and to quote him directly. Let's drink this herbal tea to protect ourselves, to protect our family and our neighbors, and there will be no more deaths. This, I have to say, is absurd. Yeah. This is not only wrong, it's morally wrong. And it's dangerous. And these kinds of comments from political leaders who, by the way, he has no scientific background. It's all in advertising. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. You can become a president that way. That's not a problem. But when it comes to the level of respect I give for your comments on a scientifically complex issue, it reduces it to about zero. There's nothing in the world that will reduce COVID deaths to zero. There is nothing. And saying that is really dangerous.
Okay, so Connor, that was you speaking with Kai Nebe and Isaac Mugabe of DW's Africa Department here.
And again, we thought this was important enough to play to you because you're going to hear a lot of things about herbal supplements, about vitamins, things that can protect you. Be very skeptical. Keep staying safe.
Science Unscripted.